Welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Otter. So I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Romans. We conclude chapter 4 today with verses 22 through 25. That is why it was credited to Abraham as righteousness, but it was not for him alone that it was written that it was credited to him. It was also for us, to whom it will be credited, who believe in the one who raised Jesus, our Lord, from the dead, who was handed over for our transgressions and was raised for our justification. Amen. Why did Jesus die and raise on the third day? Why is righteousness credited not only to Abraham, but also to you and me? Why does belief bring you such happiness, yet others still seem to ignore and implore excess? God gave us all the chance to live free by a simple belief. Our Lord raised His Son, Jesus, from the dead to prove once and for all that Jesus is the Son of Man and represents the freedom all mankind is searching for in living eternal. He took upon Himself the sins of all humanity, past, present, and future, for all time, to free us from the bondage of evil, allowing health to eternally begin of a soul that aches for love, faith, and hope of living by sharing mercy and charity forever. Amen. Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know You died and rose for me. We continue to pray for our children aloud, Gabriel, Julian, Alexandra, Jeffrey, and Alan, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Ellen. We pray for those that we've said that we pray for. We pray always for those that we are asked for prayers, including today a good friend from old days of racing motocross, Jeff Hope, today in our prayers, as we pray for the goodness of the Lord to continue to enrich his life. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, my poem comes from the study of our conclusion of chapter 4 in Romans. We're going to be in verses 22 through 25. It's a two-stanza poem, ongoing. It's titled, Dead Jesus Raised. Why is that? Why is that? Righteousness credited Abraham. Written not for him alone as fact, us also credited, Jesus raised, believed. Dead Jesus raised, belief one concedes, transgressions once played, justification all received. Amen. I'm Thomas Show Cruz Wiggins. It's November 14th, 2021, and I'm recording this morning at 5:51 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, if you're still hanging out with us in our podcast, we close normally after a few moments of silent prayer to lift up some impromptu work. We always do a little impromptu of whatever may be going on in our lives at the time. Today, I got the name of Hope on my mind. So we're going to go with the word hope. Oh, Lord, thank you. Thank you for this friend of mine, Jeff Hope. He has had such a life that you helped him and taught him to cope. But once he surrendered to you, Lord, things changed forevermore. It wasn't the devil he was chasing as he began to knock on your door, and once and for all gave in to the love of Christ. Jesus is his daily learning avenues that suffice. Amen. Jeff, we love you. God bless you. Your good friends John and Marie, always saying hello to them, and have an awesome day. God bless each and every one of you. In the name of Jesus. As we close in his sweet name at 6:13. Jesus.